This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is episode 500. 500. Man. As I'm fond of saying, this is what happens when you don't know when to quit. 500. So, there you go. All is well. Things are puttering along. Had a good week at work. Got some things accomplished, made some progress. Had some meetings. Good and good. Certainly, things are not puttering along as quickly as I would like, but you know, you gotta take things a step at a time and methodically move through this stuff. Otherwise, some other things happen. One of the other programmers was telling me today that he didn't test sufficiently some things he had changed, and they deployed it all, and now things don't work. And so now he's having to scramble to figure out why they don't work and try to get them fixed because there are sad things happening on that website. So, you know, that happens sometimes, and that's why sometimes it takes a little longer. Because you just gotta be careful and move through it methodically. Not that none of my stuff ever doesn't, not that my stuff doesn't ever have bugs, because it does, but gotta be methodical. Anyways, so that's all good. Work's good. He'll get it figured out. It'll be fine. It'll be great. Work's good. The writing is puttering along. I'm in pretty good shape. I think I'm on track. I did finish that up. I am on track. So I'm on track for words this week. So that's good. I think I should be closing in. Should be around 5,500 words this week already. Do another 500 words tonight since it's a short night. Then over the weekend, get another 4,000 words in. That closes up the week. 10,000 words. We're good. So book 10. I think I'm on chapter 9. I think I'm on chapter 9. They usually go to about chapter 30, so I'm about a third of the way. A third of the way through this book. I do need to stop and get some gas. The reason I need to stop and get some gas is because it is crazy paisley day tomorrow. So I don't want to be stopping and getting gas during crazy paisley day. I could, and it would be fine. It's just, you know, it's going to be crazy paisley day. So I'm going to pause this a moment, and then I'm going to go get some gas, and then I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. Sorry about that. Anyways, yes, wanted to make sure I had a full tank of gas. Because, you know. Oh, wait. Forgot my receipt. One moment. Okay. So, anyways, but yes, so everything's good at work. Everything's good with the writing. Everything's good with the family. All is well. I had another topic I was thinking about doing today, but then I looked up and saw that it was episode 500, and I thought, you know, we should probably just take a step back from all the stuff that's going on in the world and all my theories about this, that, and the other, and we should probably just take a pause and look at the bigger picture. Because I was just having a conversation with a fellow coworker today, with a coworker, I should say. A fellow coworker. I don't know. Anyways, you wouldn't say yes, you would. A fellow coworker. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what the female equivalent equivalent of fellow co-worker would be. I have to look that up. So anyways, we were chatting at the end of a meeting, and we were talking about the future and things that are coming, and she had commented, you know, it's probably better for you because you're getting out of all this craziness because you're retiring, and et cetera, et cetera. And I was saying, well, when I was growing up, there's plenty of things that looked like craziness, plenty of things that looked like it was going to be trouble. And then after, you know, it was all said and done, it wasn't. And that was just today after I had already picked this topic. But I picked this topic because sometimes it's easy to get down in the weeds, as the saying goes. Get way down in the weeds and not realize that there are really some pretty amazing things going on in the world. There just really are. And obviously it's raining and the windshield wipers are on, so I'm going to... It's not raining hard, though. It's just misting, so I'm going to turn them down a little bit. Because there really are some amazing things happening in the world. Good things. So I thought, you know what? We should just take a pause. It's episode 500. Let's put a stake in the ground for a moment. And let's just talk about the good things that are happening in the world. And this is a secular article, so this doesn't even include all the good things that are happening in Christianity and those types of things. So this is just across the board in business and in just human functionality and human conditions, et cetera, et cetera. So there, I found this article, came across it, in Vox.com. And the title of the article is 23 Charts and Maps That Show the World is Getting Much, Much Better. Better. Okay? So, there's a bunch of things in here. One, extreme poverty has fallen. And they've got a graph here, and you're not going to be able to see the graph, obviously, because we don't have pictures. But when you look at the pictures, it's amazing. Let's see, the biggest one is, I can't read it because it's in yellow. But all of the areas of the world show these wonderful decreases in extreme poverty. And they said this is probably the most important chart of all, the extraordinary rate of economic growth in India and China, as well as slower but significant growth in other developing countries, has led to a huge decline in the share of the world's population living on less than $1.90 per day, $1.90 per day, from nearly 35% in 1987 to under 11% in 2013. And they do acknowledge, they say, some people say, well, you should really be considering, you know, the line at $10 to $15 a day, because that's really where you need to be looking. But there has also been a decline there as well. And so there is progress that has been made in extreme poverty. There's also progress that has been made in hunger. The rates of hunger are falling. So they have a global hunger index, that they have a map of that, that's calculated by the International Food Policy Research Institute. And many, many of the countries have seen significant improvements. And there's far less countries now that are marked in red, which means hunger has increased, and most of them are making progress. Child labor is on the decline. It said approximately, they are talking about the International Labor Organization and its goal of eliminating the worst forms of child labor are working by, you know, by the rate of decline, approximately a 40% reduction from the year 2000 to 2016. That's worth celebrating. People in developed countries have more leisure time. Okay, well, that maybe that's not around the world, but the average hours worked per week hasn't fallen much in recent decades, but when you compare it to like the late 19th century, people have a much more reasonable work schedule now than they used to. The share of income that is spent on food has plummeted in the United States. The total food cost compared to the budget that families have. Food is cheaper and more accessible. Maybe it's not the greatest food, but it's food. The quote there is, between 1960 and 2000, the share of disposable personal income spent on total food by Americans on average fell from 17.5% to 9.6%. Life expectancy is rising across the board, across the world. When you look back, you know, 100 years, they said lifespans fell from in Europe from 1850 to 1870 and showed a slower pace of health improvements. But once you get into the late 1850s and starting around the 1900s, you look at the chart and all the charts start climbing. And the increase has persisted in recent decades. Female and male life expectancy both increased by more than 6 years from 1990 to 2016, and the biggest increases were in poor countries in Asia and Africa. Child mortality is down. So child mortality has fallen by more than half since 1990. Said if you are looking at developing regions, the gains are even more impressive. In Africa, 17% of children died before reaching the age of 5 in 1990. By 2015, that was down to 8%. 17% dying before reaching the age of 5, down to 8%. They said in India, child mortality fell by 69%, two-thirds overall. In China, the most populous, it fell by 83%. Death in childbirth is rarer. So maternal mortality declined by 43% between 1990 and 2015. People are getting taller because of increased nutrition. And you see it on the graphs. I mean, it all just starts spiking up. Looks like somewhere around, you know, 1900-ish or so, it just starts climbing. More people have access to malaria bed nets. So malaria is still one of the world's biggest killers, particularly in tropical regions. It's treatable, but far more effective than treatment is the prevention through insecticide-treated bed nets. Access to those has grown substantially in recent years, as the chart from the World Health Organization shows. Charities like Against Malaria Foundation have been very effective in distributing bed nets. And I believe the client I work for has a program, or had a program for this as well. Guinea worm is almost eradicated. Okay, I didn't even know what guinea worm was. Guinea worm is a non-fatal but debilitating parasitic infection. And as recently as 1986, millions of people got it annually. There is no vaccine or cure. I won't describe to you what guinea worm does, but sufficient to say that it's painful and it's not great. And as these worms work their way out of the body, they have to kind of be coaxed out by a helper. And if not, then, okay, I won't describe it to you because it's not great. Suffice it to say that as recently as 1986, there were millions of people who got it annually. And the guesstimate for 2017 is that there will be 30, as opposed to millions. Teen birth rates are down in the United States. We don't know exactly why the teen birth rate has fallen so fast, by more than half between 2007 and 2016. Okay, but that's good news, because babies should not be having babies. Smoking is down. We've come a long way from 1955, when 45% of Americans reported smoking in a given week to Gallup, to 2018, where a mere 16% reported smoking is down. In the long term, homicide rates have fallen dramatically, and in the short term, they're down in the United States as well. Violent crime in the United States is going down. We have this graph, and you can see on the graph how they went up, and then they've spiked. They're starting to spike down. They're saying, they were specifically talking about murder, but then they were saying, of course, other violent crimes are also serious, but they have decreased steadily in the United States since 1990s, part of an overall dramatic decline in crime rate. They've been reducing the supplies of nuclear weapons. World nuclear stockpiles peaked in 1986 at an astonishing level of 70,300 warheads, and the period since has seen a sharp decline in U.S. and Russian stockpiles, and thus the overall global total. There have been some lapses in the international non-proliferation regime, with Pakistan and North Korea developing weapons, but South African and post-USSR Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine all voluntarily gave up their arms. More people in the world are living in democracy now. Just a second. Gotta get my mail, because I should have received one of the final pieces. One of the final pieces of my Crazy Paisley outfit today, because it's Crazy Paisley Day tomorrow. Should be. Oh, they must have brought it up to the porch. They told me they delivered it. Okay, more people are living in democracy. They said the proportion of democracies worldwide is at or near an all-time high. More people are going to school for longer. Education. People have more access. They're going to school for longer. Yay, that's a good thing. And the graphs support it. And literacy, predictably, is up as well. I mean, the graphs just go, you know. These graphs start in like 1475, but I mean, you just see the acceleration going across these graphs. Technology. Moore's Law isn't quite over yet. We are still making more and more powerful processors, and the cost is dropping on them. Technology. Gotta love it. Let's see what else they've got on here. Solar energy. Access to the internet is increasing. At this point, internet use is fairly universal across developed countries, which occurred very, very rapidly, as the chart emphasizes. Yeah, the lines go whap. About 1995, everything on the lines just starts climbing. And while it is less prevalent in developing countries, the world at large, the trend lines are going in the right direction. Solar energy is getting cheaper. This is amazing. In 2009, solar energy was above $350 per megawatt hour, and in 2017 it's 50. In 8 years it went from 350 to 50. So, you know, They said in here, climate change is one big area where we're not making progress, and things are getting considerably worse. There's no sugarcoating that. One bright spot is the declining price of solar power, which is fueling a rapid increase in adoption. Solar and wind are now cheaper per megawatt hour than gas or oil, though better batteries are needed if the two are to become primary sources of energy. And there's all kinds of research being done on the battery front, and they're making good progress, and that will happen. Several months ago, many, many months ago, I was chatting with a friend, and he was bemoaning the fact that there doesn't seem to be any kind of focus on climate change and on getting that. And he was, you know, really kind of upset about that. And I just told him, I said, you know, it's very difficult to get everybody going forward on the same thing when there's such differences of opinion as to what is true and what is not true. I said, but the fact of the matter is we need to get clever and we need to invent our way out of this. Because I see that as the only possibility, that people will get rewarded for what they invent. And if what they invent will help the environment, they will get rewarded more. Therefore, people will figure out what to do. And there's all kinds of possibilities out there. And one of them is solar and one of them is wind, and battery technology is coming up. And there's all kinds of other things that are sitting there on horizon. People are working on fusion. And the only thing that I think is going to get us out of this whole climate change business is if we get clever and we create technologies to where we don't have to burn fossil fuels anymore. And there's already people building scrubbers to scrub out the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. You know, it's going to be fascinating to watch, but I just suspect this is going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So there really are a tremendous number of things, tremendous number of fronts where good progress is being made in the world. Does that mean it's all smooth sailing ahead? Probably not. Probably not. But as always, Jesus will help us. And he's whispering to everybody, even those who do not call his name and don't believe he exists. He's whispering to them. So everything's going to be okay. No idea how exactly that's all going to work out. But he knows. And he's with us. And it's going to be okay. There is nothing to fear. This is Phil Ferrand. And I have made it home.